Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Evolving Science of Reading Building, A Continuum from Foundations to Fluent Thinking by Anthony Fitzpatrick, is a professional education book focused on literacy instruction. Across the full K-12 span, its central purpose is to challenge a narrow understanding of the science of reading that stops at early phonics and basic decoding. Fitzpatrick argues that many schools build strong attention to foundational skills in the primary grades but fail to create an equally coherent path toward comprehension, language development, and critical thought in later years. The book positions fluent reading not as the endpoint of literacy, but as the beginning of more advanced reading, reasoning, and disciplinary learning. Drawing on cognitive science, neuroscience, and systems thinking, it presents a framework for connecting early reading instruction with the later demands of academic literacy. The result is a book aimed not only at classroom teachers, but also at school leaders and curriculum planners who need a more unified literacy vision. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, literacy as a K-12 developmental continuum. A defining contribution of the book is its insistence that literacy development must be understood as a continuous process rather than a sequence that ends once students read. Accurately and fluently, Fitzpatrick pushes back against the tendency to confine the science of reading to the early grades, especially kindergarten through second grade. In his view, this limited framing leaves schools unprepared for the later instructional work required to help students read complex text, build knowledge, and think analytically. The book therefore proposes a K-12 continuum in which foundational decoding skills remain important, but are treated as one stage in a larger architecture of literacy growth. This broader framing matters because the demands of reading change as students move through school. Early readers must learn how print works and how words are decoded, but older students must interpret language structures, connect ideas across texts, and engage in evidence-based reasoning. By placing all of these demands on one developmental path, the book argues for coherence across grade levels, curriculum decisions, and instructional priorities. That continuum is presented not as an abstract theory, but as a practical way to align teaching so that each stage of literacy supports the next. Secondly, moving beyond the third grade cliff, one of the book's most recognizable ideas is the warning against what Fitzpatrick describes as the third grade cliff. This concept refers to the gap many students face after they have learned to decode with reasonable fluency, but are then expected to comprehend increasingly complex academic texts. Without enough support in language and thinking, the problem is not that foundational reading instruction is unimportant. Rather, the problem is that schools often treat early success in decoding as proof that literacy instruction has done its work. Fitzpatrick argues that this creates a dangerous break in the learning pathway. Students may appear successful in the primary grades while still lacking the vocabulary, syntactic awareness, and conceptual depth needed for later reading demands. The book uses this problem to show why a narrow phonics-only interpretation of literacy reform is insufficient. If students are to progress into strong readers of informational, literary, and disciplinary texts, schools must prepare for that transition intentionally. This analysis is especially useful because it reframes later comprehension struggles not as isolated student deficits, but as signs of an incomplete instructional system. The idea of the third grade cliff helps explain why literacy outcomes can weaken over time, even in schools that have improved early reading instruction. Thirdly, morphology, syntax, and vocabulary as missing links. A major theme of the book is the importance of the language components that often receive less attention than phonemic awareness and phonics in current literacy discussions. Fitzpatrick highlights morphology, syntax, and vocabulary as missing links that connect foundational reading skills to deep comprehension and critical thought. This emphasis reflects a broader understanding of how readers make meaning from text. Students do not become strong readers simply by recognizing words quickly. They also need to understand how words are formed, how sentences convey relationships among ideas, and how vocabulary carries conceptual knowledge across subjects. By foregrounding these elements, the book argues for more explicit and sustained instruction in language structures throughout the school years. This is especially important as texts become denser and more specialized in upper elementary, middle, and secondary settings. Morphological awareness can support word recognition and meaning, syntax can support sentence-level comprehension, and vocabulary can expand access to academic content and reasoning. Fitzpatrick treats these not as add-on topics, but as central bridges between basic reading proficiency and advanced literacy. In doing so, the book broadens the conversation about what evidence-aligned literacy instruction should include beyond the earliest stages of reading development. Fourthly, a unified response to the reading wars. The book also stands out for trying to move past the familiar polarization that has shaped literacy debate for decades. rather than reinforcing a simple opposition between skills-based instruction and meaning-based instruction. Fitzpatrick argues for a unified architecture in which foundational skills and higher-order literacy are mutually dependent. This position is significant because many discussions of the science of reading become reductive, presenting phonics as the sole marker of rigor, while leaving little room for the full complexity of language, comprehension, and knowledge building. Fitzpatrick does not reject the value of explicit foundational instruction. Instead, he argues that it should be integrated into a larger system that also develops language, reasoning, and disciplinary reading over time. This allows the book to function as a bridge text within a contentious field. It affirms the importance of structured early reading instruction while resisting the idea that such instruction alone is a complete literacy model. That integrated stance gives the book a practical relevance for educators who are trying to implement evidence-informed reading reform without creating new blind spots. By reframing the debate around continuity and coherence, the book offers a more constructive path than books that mainly define themselves through opposition to competing camps. Lastly, system design, leadership, and practical tools. Beyond its conceptual argument, the book appears designed for implementation at the school and system level. Fitzpatrick connects literacy science to organizational coherence, which makes the book especially relevant for principals, instructional coaches, and district leaders. Rather than limiting its attention to classroom technique, it addresses how schools can align curriculum, intervention, and professional learning around a shared developmental model. The mention of tools such as a K-12 pillar continuum and a literacy system audit suggests that the book is oriented toward diagnosing fragmentation and building a more connected approach to instruction. This system's perspective is important because literacy failure is often not the result of one weak lesson or one missing program. It is often the result of disconnected priorities across grades and departments. Fitzpatrick therefore treats literacy as both an instructional and leadership challenge. Schools need common language, shared expectations, and structures that prevent early gains from fading as academic demands increase. This implementation focus helps distinguish the book from works that are persuasive in theory, but thin on school-wide application. By linking research, developmental progression, and system planning, the book offers a blueprint for educators who need more than isolated strategies and want a coherent framework for long-term literacy improvement. In conclusion, the evolving science of reading is best suited for educators who want a broader and more coherent account of literacy than many current discussions provide. Classroom teachers in elementary and secondary settings can benefit from its reminder that reading development does not stop when students decode accurately. School leaders, curriculum directors, and instructional coaches may find it especially valuable because it appears to address literacy as a full system rather than a set of isolated classroom choices. The practical benefit of the book lies in its effort to connect research on reading with decisions about scope, sequence, intervention, and professional learning. Intellectually, it offers a useful corrective to simplified narratives about the science of reading by showing that foundational skills matter deeply, yet are still only part of a longer developmental journey toward comprehension, knowledge building, and disciplined thinking. What helps the book stand out in its category is this combination of continuity and integration. Many literacy books either focus tightly on early decoding or concentrate on upper grade comprehension without clearly linking the two. Fitzpatrick positions those areas as inseparable. That makes the book a strong option for readers who are looking for a K-12 literacy framework that is evidence aware, practically oriented, and explicitly concerned with helping students become not just fluent readers, but thoughtful ones. If you would like to support Anthony Fitzpatrick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.